Lips numb from the Hennessy sipping. Hard time to struggle, be my conditions. Late night thinking, rolling a swisher. Tired of living, feeling like I'm a victim. Had to travel, had to get off my pivot. Random bras try to give me they digits. But I'm wiped up and full of commitment. Once you become a king, there is no switching. Roll up, pull up, drinking. Rest in peace, grandpa, can't quit. Grind hard to make separation. Nowadays, they all on the same shit, a different route. We ain't cross the same bridge. We ain't eat together out the same fridge. Troublesome. No, we wasn't great kids, but I swear to us, it all made sense. Selling cans in front of corner store. It all started with it now and later. I pray that they don't let my mama know. The police pulling up an hour later. By that time, we been running, though. Now a nigga old about his paper. I ain't really with the stunting, though. Rather stay low and let the money flow. Niggas get robbed when they let 100 show. I seen that shit like 1,000 times. I used to rock with them niggas. Till I caught them up in like 1,000 lies. Do not come here with a problem. I'm drinking clear with my partners. I was on the floor at my grandma's house. Yes, I literally been at the bottom.
Been at the bottom.
Pull up, I'm drinking. Roll up, I'm thinking. Can't control us, we dangerous. I don't try my way out the basement. They know us, we famous. Can't slow up, no changes. Hold up, I made it. I done found my way out the basement. Pull up, I'm drinking. Roll up, I'm thinking. Can't control us, we dangerous. I done found my way out the basement. They know us, we famous. Can't slow up, no changes. Hold up, I made it. I done found my way out the basement.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoning. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Yo, what's up? It's the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. We live and direct. You already know what it is. It's showtime. Now, time to get it popping. Wednesday night, locked and loaded. Welcome back to the coach of people. Joining me as always, I got my co-host out in California ready to rock and roll. We got brother Jeff in the building. Brother, what's popping?
Brother 7, good evening, brother. Good evening. How are you, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm cooling. Just finished watching this JC versus Chef Trez battle, my first watch. So I'm going to chop it up about that. We got a couple things to lock in with. Arsenal got his final battle look like locked in. I want to talk about this matchup against his opponent, your guy. And I just want to chop it up with the fellas, man. We're going to have a pretty chill night tonight.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. That's what the coach is all about. Whatever the subject is what the subject is, brother. We ready.
You already know. If people, if y'all have not done so already, subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. I definitely appreciate the support. We reached 1,000 subscribers last week. Let's see if we can just keep that going. Follow us everywhere as well on social media at T7M Radio. Let's get right into what we came to do, brother Jeff. Arsenal, his opponent,
yes,
according to the voting polls, was decided today, and he will be standing in front of your man, Loaded Lux, for his last battle. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be his last battle. I mean, respect to Arsenal, all respect due, but you're going to die in this one.
You don't think he's standing a chance against Loaded Lux?
That's a negative, brother. You know, I try to keep a horizontal yet fine line in between these things, but nah. Nah. And once again, well, no disrespect at all. You know how I get down, but no, I really don't think so in this one, brother.
Well, you are being disrespectful. Let's be clear, number one. You are being disrespectful. Arsenal has stood in front of a lot of different people, brother Jeff. What main reason do you feel like he doesn't even stand a chance against your man, Lux?
Well, once again, got to send that respect out to him. Number one, this is the downside. This is the other side of the career path. Even on the uphill climb, I don't think that this would be a good battle for him because of my beloved, but especially now in these days and times after generation or two has passed, I really do not believe this will be good for him, brother.
So it sounds like to me, you feel like this is a step down for Lux?
That's a negative, negative, negative. Not a step down for Lux. I stated that Arsenal is on the downside of his career, and I think that he will admit that. Matter of fact, I believe he may have spoken on that, but nevertheless, I'm speaking on this now. I just don't believe that he's going to get around. I do not believe that.
That's ridiculous, Jeff. That's ridiculous, man. Let's be real. Let's go ahead and bring the Grail on the line. We got Grail in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
You already know. T7 Radio, that's what's popping.
Look like we also got Massachusetts in the fucking building. This might be the big homie Motion in the building. 413 in the building.
Some Motion, nigga.
Yo, what's popping?
Hey, say what's going on, fellas.
Yeah,
what's poppin', Motion?
Hey, shit, man. I said just taking a break from rehearsing this one rounder. That's all.
Yeah, man. Before we even get into continuing our topic, let us know what's going on with you, Motion. I see that you about to definitely step in the ring again. What's popping?
Yes, I'm about to step in front of Bosco. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be on Premier Battle League. This is my very first time even going up there. So yeah, I know I'm gonna show out. You already know how that goes. And then besides that, I've just been, you know, it's working, chilling, and cooling. That's all.
Where's the event going down at? What city? What state is this in?
This is in Boston.
Okay. One rounder?
Yeah, one rounder. My very first one rounder, because y'all know I always do three-round battles.
Three.
But they offered me a one rounder because they know I wanted to get on the card. And they was like, yo, listen, if we give you one rounder, can you come? I'm like, nigga, I'll be there. Say less. All I need is a date and a time. Y'all know I'm there on time every time. So...
Well, K-Dose killed you in the one rounder. What about that one?
Huh? I killed K-Dose twice, and I'll kill him again if I have to. K-Dose, my man. I'll kill that nigga. Listen, I'll battle that nigga every day and beat that nigga. Stop playing with me, man.
Word,
I love K-Dose.
Your strategy is uncanny.
You like that, huh, Jeff?
I love it.
The shooter, the shooter's next. The shooter,
I'm telling you, I'm working on a suspension right now. I'm trying to get this thing approved. I'm getting the shooter suspended indefinitely from the podcast because he's been so disrespectful and the support from the streets for the shooter.
Listen, I'm going to keep it 100. Shooter was absolutely right. I stand by that 100%. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. I stand by that 100%.
You Grail, y'all, I'm telling you, we not going to do this. I'm trying to be easy tonight. I'm trying to be easy tonight.
I got Motion back in the building, baby.
That's a fact. So check this out, Grail. Let me get your opinion. Arsenal versus Loaded Lux. Brother Jeff don't seem too excited. What about you?
I mean, yo, for your last battle, you want to go up against Lux? This Lux is dirty, written all over it.
Wow. Yo, y'all are fucking bugging. How are y'all not giving Arsenal a... Yo, you know how disrespectful this is, saying that Arsenal won't get around against Loaded Lux? Like, he's unbeatable?
Hey, Surf say it's like basketball. I'm going to say it's like the NFL. You want to retire like Peyton Manning or you want to retire like Tony Romo?
Man.
Tell him, Grill. Just tell him, brother. Tell him.
And y'all know I'm a Cowboy fan, and I agree with that. I hate Romo, but God.
Y'all are bugging, man. Y'all got to let us know, man. Reach out to us, T7M Radio, 347-989-8102. What y'all think about Arsenal versus Loaded Lux going down on the UW Network, apparently, for Arsenal's last battle? Big up to Ars, big up to the homie Lux. Now, dropping today, the URL from Born Legacy 5 release, Chef Trez versus JC. Any of y'all get a chance to watch that?
I just saw the first round from both.
Okay. What was your reaction off that first round?
JC 1-0 so far.
Okay. What you was going to say, Motion?
My fault. I was actually about to watch it, and then I actually called in, but I seen the trailer, and I'm sorry, but JC trailer was better than, you know what I'm saying, Chef Trez. And plus, I got JC 3 on this nigga anyway, so, I mean, I didn't get to watch it yet, but we'll see.
Off the first watch, it was a 3-0 to me. You know, Chef Trez was nice. Chef Trez has some stuff with him. He always got some shit with him. He's dope. It's just level.
Definitely. Trez, I like Trez first. I ain't going for it.
Yeah, Trez is dope, but JC's on another level. And to me, I hate to say it because I hate JC the most, but I'm looking at JC. JC is one of the few rappers that really have the opportunity to reinvent himself right now.
Yeah, yes. Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know exactly what it is, but he really have the opportunity to come back to the URL, get some of these hot niggas like Twerk, you know, some of these new guys that's really popular. JC can really step in the ring with him and not really look too much like a vet. Maybe because of his appearance, he still looks young in age. So he's one of the few artists that I think have the shot to really revamp his career, fellas, and start all over again.
Yo, I'm telling you, JC is nice. I don't care what nobody says. That little nigga can spit.
Word. That's a fact. That's a fact. Some crazy shit. Tonight, man, I wanted to get into a couple things. Basically the best ever. This kind of going to be an opinionated segment. You know, there's really no right or wrong. It's really opinionated. Yeah. I want to rap with y'all for a minute, get y'all opinion. Mm-hmm. What was the best ever first round, second round, third round ever? What was the best moment ever in battle rap? Who's the best league right now in battle rap? What was the best performance? I want to get to the best ever. This T7L Radio, the culture with Seven Mitchell. We got Grail. We got Motion. We got Brother Jeff. Y'all call up 347-989-8101. 02 Motion. It's going to be tough. This is going to be tough because there's so many to choose from. But let me ask you this. Going into now, we're in the second quarter of 2017. Motion, who's the best league in battle rap?
The best league?
Fact.
You know, I'm a URL nigga, so I'm going to keep it 100. Of course, I'm going to say URL, but RBC has been having some fucking battles, boy. I would say right now RBE is really going into the second quarter like amazing.
Word. What about you, Brother Jeff? Best lead right now.
Well, I'm like Motion. I'm always going to say URL, and I definitely also agree about the RBE situation. They put on every single time. The only difference between them is the location and who runs them, and that's still pretty close if you take out, you know, all the stigmatizing things and all of that. But I'm still going to roll with URL.
No doubt. Greg, what about you? Best lead right now.
URL.
URL?
Hands down. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I guess I got to agree. Well, I don't know, man. Because, like Motion said, RBE is without the best material.
Definitely. I got to agree with that. As far as, like, competitive, like, classic, like, more material, like, I got to fuck with RBE.
Now, King of the Dot, I got to give them props because they done put on an event. They got the championship format. They done put out the championship battle. They're promoting Head Ice. They got his songs playing, like, everywhere, all the time. Like, they really promoting the champion.
Yo, them Canadians love Head Ice.
But that's how it should be. That's how it should be. When you got a champion, like, you should be pushing them like that. Like, they really have that blueprint. It's love.
And another thing, I got to respect the whole fact, like, some things just don't get appreciated like it's supposed to. King of the Dot got a release date. They don't give you a release date on when everything going to drop. You know what I mean?
You always know what to expect. That's facts. Now, I don't like how they do the cards before the events with these announcements. This shit gets on my nerves, not knowing who's going to battle.
Oh, Blackout?
I think that shit's stupid. I don't like that.
You don't like the Blackout format?
They only do that for Blackout.
Yeah, they only do that for Blackout.
I don't really like that, though, but I get it. Okay.
But it's like how you sell tickets to a show, you don't know what you're
doing. Well, URL do that all the time.
That's
because
why
they,
I don't buy it.
They be having people on the call, and you don't even know if they're going to show up or not. So that shit is crazy.
All right, that shit is corny.
What y'all think about this? I found something funny. I want to get y'all opinion on this. I have not spoken on this publicly. I don't know if I'm going to speak on this publicly. People get emotional about shit, but not that I really care. I do want to get y'all opinion. So I saw in one of the Facebook groups, they were getting on the blog of Piper Boy because he had a blog called Fan Mail. You know, Chris Unbiased had a blog called Fan Mail before, and they were trying to make it
seem
like, they were trying to make it seem like he stole that idea from Chris Unbiased, even though Fan Mail is a. But let me finish. Fan Mail is something general. I mean, Chris Unbiased didn't create Fan Mail. Anybody with a channel that responds to the comments, you know, on video or whatever, I mean, that's Fan Mail. That's since the beginning of time. People will say that's stealing, but Jay Black has the Champion situation that seems to be a total mimic of ESPN's First Take, and that seems to be acceptable. But it seems to be acceptable. Explain to me, in y'all opinion, why is Jay Black's situation acceptable and people are classifying him as being genius? But people will call Piper Boy a thief for doing something that everyone does in their own way.
I think because this nigga has a bigger name. Jay Black has a bigger name.
That's all I can think of.
It has to be because think about it. Let's say if another league, another podcast has like this whole segment, and then you use it, and they're popping more than you are. Then they're gonna be like, oh, Seven Mitchell stole this, and like, no, the fuck he didn't. He just used it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't steal nothing. But the fact that it's a bigger name, that's what I think it is.
So what you're basically thinking is that because even if it's wrong, if you're popular, you're going to get a pass on it?
Yeah.
That all the time.
that's life, man.
But I've not seen that one person. And now, I'm not trying to, you know, bring any negativity towards the game, but I haven't seen anybody really speak on that of it being like a copycat of the First Take show. I mean, down to the T.
Definitely. I feel like, you know what it is? I think it's more like, all right, Piper Boy's situation is like you stole a blogger, like a whole blogger, like a personal segment of his, like stole that fan mail shit.
But Chris did not create fan mail.
Nah, he didn't. But I didn't really see anybody like a blogger like have like a personal segment about fan mail.
So let me ask you this, Grail. So if a person in battle rap takes something from another genre and they're the first to use it in this genre, they should get originality credits?
They shouldn't get originality credit, but I feel like since First Take is for sports and now we got Champion for battle rap, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like right now. All right, you got this thing called the biography, right?
Right.
Now, if somebody, you have a personal, popular blogger come out with the biography, how would you feel?
I wouldn't, just don't call it biography. I mean, I'm doing just a profile. I wouldn't have no problem with it. I'm not the first to do profiles on battle rappers. I mean, some of the information I get is from, you know, public sites. So I don't feel like it was something that I created. Now, if somebody, like if you ask me if somebody would have came up with a group of bloggers like the PG bloggers, you know what I'm saying? Like, and try to do it that way because that was something that I created that was never done before. Nobody never heard of nothing like that. But as far as like biography, I'm doing a, you know, profile spotlight on people. As long as they wouldn't call it the same thing, I wouldn't have a problem with it because I tried to use the word biography to really make it unique. So, but if anybody can do profiles, you know what I mean? I don't really feel like somebody copycatting. I mean, I would hope that they have different points in their profile that I got. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
But what if it sounds like yours and they call it exactly what you called it? Then it's like, okay, for all of us, it's going to be like, yeah, he stole from Seven Mitchell. But from somebody else, they're going to be like, yo, Seven Mitchell just stole this whole shit from this other nigga, like, if they never heard you. You know what I'm saying? So
that's different, though. If somebody come up with something named biography, it's undeniable where it came from. And we can just go to a time date stamp to see, you know what I mean, when that started.
Exactly.
Fan mail is not a title. It's not a title like biography. Fan mail is it's like a, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like taking out the trash. It's like answering the phone. It's a general action. Like it's not nothing
right.
that, you know, anybody does it. Anybody that has a YouTube channel, when you respond to your fans, it's called fan mail. That's what it's called. You know, Chris was just the first to do it in battle rap, but why does, if somebody else do it in battle rap, now does that mean, because Chris was the first to do it, now does that mean that any blogger has to tell his fans, well, okay, I can't respond to you online video because Chris did a video where he does fan mail, so now I can't respond to you on video? Like, that's corny.
That is absolutely right, brother. You know, we spoke on it before, and I still feel the same, just like you do. It's just weird the way that it is, but like Grail Emotion said, it all depends on who is doing it.
Well, then I just look at everybody being corny. You know what I mean? Because you accepting that shit just off of popularity, like, that shit dumb. And I'm not knocking...
Right.
The championship, you know what I mean? You got a something, do what you do. But I just was
right.
Sitting there looking like, damn, how the fuck they gonna call this man a thief for taking something that even this nigga didn't create? But this man can, I mean, even down to the fucking visuals, the little, you know, effects on the screen with the topics, all that shit. Got these niggas dressed up in ties and suits and all this shit, like. Like, but that shit is acceptable, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how the double standard is fucking crazy. It really is. But I wanted to get
right.
Niggas' thoughts on that.
It's almost as if you take something from a genre and bring it into battle rap, even if it's known, it's. You bring it over here, and you're the first one to bring it over here. It seems like now you're the originator of it. Sounds strange.
Yeah, that's corny. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, because we done had niggas blog, I guarantee you there's somebody out here that's done got a battle rap blog that's done did a fan mail joint before. I guarantee you. But have y'all got a chance to watch the Champion Show? I haven't seen the episode.
I seen some of it. I didn't like it.
You don't like it?
I watched two of them.
No, I don't like it.
What don't you like about Emotion?
Me personally, it's just weird. It's like everybody's yelling. Nobody's really saying nothing. Everybody's screaming over each other. So I was like, yo, come on, my nigga. If y'all gonna talk, then talk. Like, all that yelling back and forth, and man, that shit was corny to me. I didn't like it. I'd rather watch a nigga blog by himself than him with everybody else. That's just me. I didn't really fuck with it.
Okay, what about you?
I saw like two episodes of that shit. I can fuck with it if it's just Jay Black and Vada Fly. Shout out that nigga Vada Fly, but I can't fuck with Rome DMV. Rome DMV is like, I don't know.
Well, isn't he supposed to have different people on different episodes? I mean, that's the cast, him, Rome, and Vada Fly.
He said he's gonna switch it up, but the ones I mostly seen like recently is the ones like Vada Fly and Jay Black and Rome DMV, and then they had special guest Jackboy Maine.
Okay. Well,
Jackboy Maine talking about he should do Loaded Lux.
If they had different people, Motion, would you like it better? Do you think it's just the people that they got on, or just the whole setup you don't like?
The whole setup to me is like corny. Like me watching Jay Black is like, all right, you know, funny dude talking to himself, shaking his fake hand, whatever. The shit was all right. But then I click on the Champion Show. It's like, where the fuck did you get all these niggas from anyway? Like, you got this round table of just random niggas talking shit about everybody else. Like, that shit is corny. I didn't like that whole setup at all.
I'm gonna have to check it out. It looks, you know, like I said, anything that's gonna push the culture, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't hate on that, but it's just funny to me how some people have such a biasness that it overlooks shit. That's just plain as day. I don't know.
Yeah, so I do. The Undisputed.
Say it again.
I do see what you're saying about the comparison to First Take and Undisputed. That shit is just like, it's like Undisputed and First Take a battle rap. That shit remind me of.
You know, I seen the visual of it. Like, you know, on First Take, and Undisputed, you see that the topics that they, the big topics that they talk about being a little banner thing going across the screen and all that, like, it just looked the same. I mean, But that's it, man.
I believe it was meant to be the same. I don't think there was any cover up or any disguise or anything like that. I truly believe.
I ain't mad at that either. If a nigga went in and said, "Yo, I want to have the first take of battle rap," it would make sense to me to have the setup to be similar. But it just amazes me the originality credits is given. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's the thing that confuses me. That's just the only thing that confuses me. But this is the Coach of T7 on Radio with 7 Mitchell, man. Big up to everybody that called up. We're about to sign out. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel. Once again, T7M Radio. Follow us everywhere on social media. We definitely appreciate the support. We're going to be locked in this Sunday. We got a couple special guests. I got to make sure we got it confirmed, so I'll make that announcement later on this week. I dropped the Battle Rap Week in Review blog. Make sure y'all check that out when y'all get a chance this week. Y'all stay safe. Appreciate y'all this week, man. Y'all already know what it is. T7M Radio. Fellas, y'all be good, man. We out.
Here we go.
One.